I'm Laura Harper Lake.
And I'm Sarah Reitzman, and you're listening to Creative Guts. Hello, you creative cats and kittens. Laura and I miss you all very much. Thanks to everyone who turned out for our virtual meet and make a couple weeks ago. It was really nice to see your faces. We're looking forward to seeing you all in person eventually, but in the meantime, we're coming at you today with the 12th installment of Creative Catalogs.
If you're new here, welcome. These mini episodes are an opportunity to share the creative stuff we can't stop talking about. Here is what the Creative Guts team is digging lately.
I'm going to kick today off by talking about Annette Back. If you've been following along with us on social media, you probably know we're releasing our first ever zine. The process of putting the zine together so far has been so inspiring. We're humbled to tell you that we had submissions from across the US and from 5 other countries.
So many cool artists. We were floored by the response.
This is yet another way for us to help artists and other creatives share their story with a greater audience. But bonus for us, this was an awesome way to discover some new to us artists. So here's my latest Instagram follow, Annette Back. Annette Back is a fine artist living in New York City. And spoiler, you're going to see a piece of hers in our zine. Annette is a painter and a mixed media artist, both abstract and figurative. She wrote to us about her process of transferring photos and text and then painting over with layers of colors, lines, or shapes. And her work has a lot of dimension and texture, which we love, and that's why we picked her. Her work is gorgeous with a bold, colorful approach. Both her abstracts and her figurative work manages to be really thought-provoking. I'm totally in love, and if you want to sneak a peek at her work, check Annette out online, AnnetteBackFineArt.com, and on Facebook and Instagram, where her handle is AnnetteBackFineArt, and look for her work in the zine. For my second share today, I want to tell you about Laura Bundesen. Okay, I'm not exactly sure how to introduce this next wonderful artist. Laura Bundesen loves brains, and I love her for her love of brains. I used to be in the sciences back in the day, and I've always had a little thing for science-themed art, especially chemistry stuff and anatomy stuff. So Laura's collection of brains caught my eye. She's not a scientist, although she does work adjacent to the sciences, but she single-mindedly pursued the making of neuro art. She's a fiber artist, so her work is primarily embroidery, really beautiful embroidery, but she also has note cards and prints and pins in her shop too. And her sort of slogan is stitching together art and neuroscience one piece at a time. The brains are all colorful, and sometimes they're filled with blocks of color and have a little abstraction to them. Sometimes they're filled with things like flowers. They're just kind of gorgeous. And I can't do her stuff justice or even figure out exactly how to describe it to you. So please go see for yourself. Laura Bundesen is on the web, laurabundesen.com, and on Facebook and Instagram. And as always, we'll have those links for you. That's all I have for you this episode. Now I'll turn it over to my co-host, Laura. Laura, what's up?
All right, I have a confession. I used to be a huge snot about anime. I had no exposure to it as a child, and I didn't really see any until college. And for some reason, I had the perception that it was weird and not in a good way. I'm embarrassed to admit I was super judgy. I was an idiot. Anime is just like any other art form, music, movies, books. There are many different kinds of genres within that, and some are good and some are bad. I was confusing it and thinking it was just all bad. Again, I was a ding-dong. I confess all of this because I think that opinion exists for a lot of folks out there, and it wasn't until someone awesome, my husband Jeff, introduced me to some exceptionally amazing animes like Death Parade, for example, that really changed my mind. And now I'm a big fan, and all of this confession time is leading up to the anime that I want to share with you today, Carol and Tuesday, which can be found on Netflix. It is so freaking beautiful. It is set in the future on a partially terraformed Mars, and teenager Tuesday runs away from her affluent lifestyle as a daughter of a politician to make her way to Alba City to pursue her dream of being a musician with just a suitcase and her Gibson acoustic guitar. On her first day in the city, she crosses paths with Carol, an orphaned refugee from Earth and another aspiring musician who plays the piano. The two decide to team up and singer-songwriter duo under the name Carol and Tuesday. The music is heavenly, and the story of creative women going and doing what they want to do, make music, is so near to my heart. Whether you're a longtime anime fan or haven't been introduced at all, either way, I highly recommend Carol and Tuesday. Please note, just want to say, it is spoken in Japanese and there are English subtitles. If you're not used to the subtitles, it may seem a little odd at first, but after one or two episodes, you barely notice reading them. Trust me. Go check out Carol and Tuesday. For my second creative consumption today, I'm going to talk about an illustrator named Mary Metzger. Mary Metzger is an illustrator based in Richmond, Virginia. Inspired by fairy tale books of her childhood, she enjoys combining fantastical imagery with the equally magical flora and fauna of Virginia. Her work has received numerous awards, including Top Talent in the 2019 Adobe Design Achievement Awards, and has been selected for display in notable locations, including the U.S. Capitol Building in Washington, D.C. Dreamy, whimsical, stunning colors, and dynamic line work are all words I would use to describe Mary's work. She is another artist I aspire to be like. She has a loose fluidity to her work that I have a hard time capturing. Her pieces make you feel like you could just float away into them. It's hard to pick a favorite piece of hers, but one of my top choices would be the blue portrait she did of a male model in June 2019 on her Instagram. I don't believe there's a title for it, so just scroll back in time and find it, because it is stunning. The colors are beyond striking, and again, she exercises amazing line work. Check out her website, marymetzger.com, and her Instagram is at marymetzger. Metzger is M-E-T-Z-G-R. And those are my picks for this week. That wraps up another installment of Creative Catalogs. We hope you enjoyed these bonus episodes as much as we enjoyed creating them.
We want to hear about your favorites too. Head over to the Facebook page, Creative Guts Podcast, and share with us what's on your creative radar.
As always, a huge thank you to our special friend, Raphael Bastek, aka Bug, for the use of the background music.
And on that note,
show us your creative guts. Sarah, you said face instead of faces.
Oh.
Can you just say the word faces for me?
Faces. We're looking forward to seeing you all in person. I totally am on the wrong line. It was really nice seeing your faces.
Perfect. Thank you.
I'm going to kick Tay today.
Was that like 90s beatbox, you know, rap? What was that?
Boy.
What were you trying to say?
That was a mess. And on that note,
show us your creative guts. A little sloppy, but we'll make it work.